Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down. We came to have a Holy Ghost good time in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's just what we're going to do. We're going to let the Lord have his holy way. Amen. Glory to God. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with a couple of announcements. Amen. I know you've been missing the Wild King. Amen. Glory to God on Tuesday, on Sunday. Amen. Saturday. But guess what? We back. Glory to God. Back and alive and well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to make sure that you don't miss any of the shows. So I'm going to give you a quick rundown on the shows that's coming up. And I want you to make sure you mark them on your calendar to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and see what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. Because God is doing some awesome things. And you don't want to miss the mighty move of God. Hallelujah. Don't you know he'll turn your dark days into noon days, and then all of a sudden you know you'll have brighter days. Glory to God. So, amen. Just hold on to your seat. Let's get over through our announcements, and then we'll go on with our message. Glory to God. First of all, I want to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night. We have the Wild Tuesday, we call it. That's none other than Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And it's an awesome show. You don't want to miss it because they've been talking about the Holy Ghost taking over. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost living on the inside to give you strength, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. That Holy Ghost power, that dunamis power. So I don't want you to miss it. I want you to mark your calendar and tune in. Glory to God. And if you move on down, glory to God, on Saturday, we have Faith Comes By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. And her show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want to make sure that you come on and get on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing, because you know Elder going to pray the house down. She ain't going to leave it, amen, glory to God. She going to leave it smoking. She ain't going to leave it unturned, glory to God. So I want you to come on in and hear Elder every Saturday. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we'll call the Hour of Power. I am the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then the next voice you will hear, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there. The next ones you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I don't want you to miss it. Mark your calendars. Hey, tell a friend, you know, tell a neighbor. Say it's going down. The Word of God is being taught. The Word of God is being preached. The glory to God. So you want to come on and get in where you fit in. Glory to God. And I'm going to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, there will be many perks that you will get. You will get something on Monday. You will get something on Wednesday. Glory to God. And there's no telling. You may even get a call, amen, from the apostle and the pastor. Amen. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and get in. It's only $25 or more to partner. So you want to come on and see what the Spirit of the Lord is doing within the Wild Team. And I encourage you, if you want to become a member of the Wild Team, you can hit them up on Facebook, inbox them, go to Apostle Yvonne Rouse page, I think it's Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page, and Pastor Joseph Rouse page. Inbox them and tell them what you want, glory to God. And I can guarantee you they will be getting back with you. They won't leave you out there hanging. They will get back with you. Glory to God. And if you need a mentor, you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hit them up on Facebook and let them know. And they will tell you how you can become a part of the Wild Team. Glory to God. Now, if you missed any of those announcements, glory to God, I want you to make sure you follow up on Minister Elaine's show, because she'll be giving them over again. Glory to God. That way you won't miss them. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, we serve an awesome God, and an awesome God we serve. So, you know, we can say God is awesome because he give us money, you know. We can say God is awesome. He's awesome. He give us houses. We can say God is awesome and he give us land. But what about, glory to God, just God being awesome for just who he is, because he created, amen, glory to God, this whole nation. So what about that? Just giving him glory and honor for who he is sometimes, you know, without always having a hand out, but just for who he is. You know, we say, Lord, we give you glory, Lord. We give you honor just for who you are, because just for who you are, Lord God, I give you glory. So can we just glorify him for just who he is, glory to God, because he is an awesome God, hallelujah. You know, sometimes people will give God more honor, glory to God, and they'll give him more glory just because he gave them something. But what about just because of who you are, we give you glory, Lord God. The angels in heaven just sing because of who you are, Lord. We give you glory. We worship you. We praise your holy name on high just because, Lord God, of who you are, Lord. We look to the hills, God, oh, my God, which come all of your help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand, I didn't say some. I said all. All of your help comes from the Lord. You know, so many times now we think so earthly-minded. You know, we think earthly-minded. But you know what? We got to think about who did this and who did that and who did it. Nothing just don't happen. Things don't happen. God allows things to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So, you know, that's what we got to learn. He allows things to happen. Glory to God. So if you have, if someone comes and gives you something, oh, my God, God, the mood of heart of man, here they come. Glory to God. They blessed me over and over again. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Because people nowadays just really don't give like they used to. You know, back in the old days, you know, I heard someone say, this pastor was talking about, you know, how when somebody got burnt out, you know, his mom would go and say, give him the best stuff. You know, take him the best chair and give him the best food and give him the best this. No, nowadays, people will give you stuff really that they don't want. I just had this conversation with somebody not long ago, and they were laughing, you know, laughing at me, and we were laughing and talking about it. But if you don't want it, then don't give it to nobody else. Glory to God. My God, hallelujah. Well, we're going to move on, amen. Glory to God. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Now, let me ask you a question. If there's anybody on this line that's experiencing some breathing problems, glory to God. If that's you, would you press the 1, hallelujah, to come in and let me pray for you. If you're experiencing some breathing problems, press the 1, and I will bring you in for a prayer. You know, I know it's on this line, glory to God. It's on this line, or even it's on the web, glory to God, wherever it's at, glory to God. I know, amen, he spoke it. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to pray for that person just in case they're listening on the web and they can't call in. We're going to pray for them. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we release healing, Lord God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, let every cell on the inside of the body, oh my God, line up with your word, Lord God. You said by your stripes, God, not by man, but by your stripes, they are healed, they are healthy, and they are whole. Father, let their breathing, Lord God, be, Lord God, like it should be. Let them breathe on their own, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, let them not gasp for air, Lord God, because we know you're the air maker, Lord God. You can clear every passage up, Lord God. And Lord, you can have them to breathe on their own, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. No more unnecessary breathing patterns, Lord God. Father, you can, Lord God, heal them everywhere they hurt, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And there is that release. So you should be breathing pretty good around about now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. If you'd want prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in before we go ahead and start. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When no one pressed the 1, well, we're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. Let's open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for this day that you have made, Lord, as we're rejoicing and being glad that we are in it, Lord God, to bring forth the word of God, to hear the word of God like never before, oh God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice, oh Lord God. Let there be a word that drop in their spirit that will change means their everlasting life, in the mighty name of Jesus, to lead them down the righteous path, Lord God, for your name's sake, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come against everything that's trying to bind them up, Lord God, every distraction, Lord God, every destructing spirit, Lord, that's going on around them, oh God, that's trying to hinder them up and stop them, Lord God, from hearing the word as it comes forth right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we decree and we declare that sinus drainage shall, Lord God, it shall dry up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That ear infection, oh God, oh good God Almighty, it shall dry up right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh my God, no more drainage from the ear infection, no more drainage from the sinus infection right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know you to be an on-time God. We know you to be a healing God. We know you to be a God of resurrection, in the name of Jesus, because you can resurrect anything that's dead, in the mighty name of Jesus. If someone missed what you had for them, Lord God, we said, go in, Lord God, and resurrect that thing, oh, good God Almighty, and bring it back, oh, my God, bring it back so they can go on their merry way, oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that nothing catches you by surprise, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we speak an instant healing, Lord God, for those that need a healing, Lord, in their neck, joint pain, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. They've been dealing with this for a minute, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we say be healed right now. No more joint neck pain in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, good God Almighty, you shall sleep better on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. So God, we lift you up, Lord God. We magnify your holy name on high. We know, Lord, that everything, Lord God, will work together for the good of them that love the Lord, that are called according to your will and your purpose, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to pray for someone. Amen. Glory to God. I hear the Lord saying hip replacement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. That God will heal you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God. You know, amen. God works through different ways, and there's different avenues of healing. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. And you know, he works through his medicine. So when you take that pill, you say, Lord, I know you to be the healer, God. And Lord, you're going to heal me through this medication. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You still got to believe that he will heal you through the medicine. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't just take it all willy-nilly and say the medicine going to do the trick. No. You got to have him in the medicine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, even when you use sinus medicine, amen, glory to God, and you spray your nose, glory to God, and you take the pill. Well, Lord, I'm going to believe you in this sinus spray. Lord, I'm going to believe you in this pill. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. So that's what you got to do, glory to God. Well, we're going to pray for that person, amen, that's thinking about the hip replacement, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you guide the doctor's hands, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we know you to be the healer, God. So we know, Lord God, that you give them knowledge on what to do and what not to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and we declare that they will have less pain as they go in, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know your angels shall be there, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you've already went ahead of them, Lord, and told them what to give and what pain medicine to give, Lord God, and what surgical instruments to use, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you guide the doctor's hands, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray, Lord, give them peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go on with our message on today. You know, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you just a little bit of a story. We're going to drop back on Acts chapter 27 just for a few, and then we're going to pull on up and we're going to go through chapter 28, just giving you a little bit of, amen, glory to God, of what happened, amen, so you can kind of catch on and grab hold and walk on down this road. You know, amen, God is just so good and he's just so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lifting him up. Hallelujah. Magnifying his holy name on high. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It ain't about what you see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you may have saw me. Amen. Glory to God. Out in the highways and the byways. True enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But right now, I'm Prophetess Martha Williams. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Glory to God. So hold on to your seat. We're going to go on down this road with Jesus. Let me tell you a little bit of story. Amen. We're going to drop back just about chapter 27. I'm just going to give you a little bit to kind of catch you up to where I want to go with this. You know, Paul was arrested, and he was placed on a ship. You know, they arrested him because he was teaching the gospel. Ain't that something how people, you know, they don't want to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear the truth. Amen, glory to God. But guess what? It's our job. Those that want to hear, give it to them. Hallelujah. And if they don't want to hear, don't feel bad. Say, Lord, I tried. Glory to God. And keep it moving. Let's move on. Glory to God. And there came a storm and the ship they had put him on because he was going over to see Caesar. You know, they had said, well, they couldn't find nothing over here, you know, that he did wrong. But still, he said, oh, you got to go and still see Caesar. Glory to God. So they put him on a ship. And then the contrary winds began to blow. Oh, my God. Come on. Y'all ought to know what contrary winds is. There are some good winds and there are some contrary winds. There's some lightning and there's some thundering. Good God Almighty, there's some shaking and there's some shifting of the atmosphere. Go, glory to God. Hallelujah. The contrary winds began to blow. And so they once they thought, oh, my God, they thought it was some good wind. Hallelujah. You know, they're going to go ahead and they're going to hoist the sails. Okay, this wind going to take us over across New York, you know, amen, glory to God. Come on now. If it were contrary, it was going to take them somewhere, but it wasn't going to take them across New York. Let's go, glory to God, hallelujah. The contrary winds began to blow. So, you know, they hiked the sail and everything. Then the wind began to get even harder, and it began to get blow even harder and harder. Oh, my God, don't you know they got scared around about that time? Hallelujah. They pulled them sails down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, let's think about this. Let's use our prayer. Amen. When things get hard, don't pull your sail down and not pray. Keep your sail up and send up even more timber to the Lord thy God. Good God Almighty. That's what we got to do. Excuse me. And as the wind blew so hard that they could not control it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So guess what they wanted to do? They wanted to kill the prisoners because they knew they was in the shipwreck. But first of all, they started throwing stuff over. They wanted to throw stuff over. You know, I'm not giving you everything in there. We're just going to bring you up just a little tad over to chapter 28. So they wanted to kill the prisoners because they didn't want none of them to escape. And Paul said, hold up, wait a minute. He said, don't kill not now one of them because I heard from the Lord thy God. He said, hey, glory to God, no one will be lost on this ship. He told them, no one will be lost. Everybody aboard this ship was going to be safe. But you know, Paul had that Holy Ghost power in him to stand up and say, it's okay. Hallelujah. Although the ship may rock, oh, glory to God, and the winds may blow, and they're contrary. Hallelujah. But guess what? Ain't nobody going to be lost. The Lord our God said, ain't nobody going to be lost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus said, ain't nobody going to be lost, so just hold on. You ain't got to kill nobody. Glory to God, my God. Now let's read, hallelujah, glory to God. But what happened, amen, let's go just a little bit more. I'm sorry, there's a little bit more. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. The ship did wreck, and they were told, all of you that can swim, you swim to the shore, and those of you that can't swim, grab hold to a piece of the ship and go forward, glory to God, and go to shore. Now let's see what happened over in chapter 28. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because because of the coal. Don't you know they said they built them a nice fire and they didn't have to worry about it. And, you know, barbarous people, they were people who were uncultured, unlearned. They were wild, cruel people. But guess what they did? They welcomed them in. Glory to God. Don't you know, amen, if it hadn't been for their Holy Ghost power that was on the inside of Paul, they probably wouldn't have welcomed them in because these were barbarous people. You have people like that now. Don't you know people ought to see, amen, some of the Holy Ghost power on the inside of you when you step in a place, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you step in a place, you ought to be able to change the atmosphere. The atmosphere ought to be different. But you know what comes with that? It comes from living right at home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Staying in communication, amen, with the Lord thy God, communing with him, supping with him, reading his word of God, praying, staying prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. For them to see that. You can't be in, out, up, and down, glory to God, and all around, turning around like a yo-yo, good God Almighty. You're up one day, you're down the next. You're up this day because he gave me some money. I'm down the next. You're in, glory to God, because he gave me a house. I'm out, glory to God, because I asked him for a car. You can't be like that. You're going to have to be in one place, and that's where Paul was. Paul was in one place, so that's why they received him. They don't know it, glory to God, but it was because of what was on the inside of Paul. Paul had their Holy Ghost power on the inside working. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Ah, don't you know, amen, glory to God. A viper is one of the venomous snakes it is, glory to God. You know, hallelujah. I've been listening, and they've been putting some stuff around, you know, on Facebook and different stuff. They've been showing some of the different snakes and the rattlesnakes and how big they are, and they've been showing some of the how they almost stepped on them and this and other. It's been some really big snakes. They ain't little babies no more. They coming out big, glory to God. Hallelujah. I know a friend of mine, you know, he put it on Facebook, and he said, man, I almost stepped on this bad boy, and I looked at him, I said, yeah, he was a bad boy, but guess what? God is even better than he is, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the rattlesnakes, glory to God, the cottonmouth and those water moccasins, those are the baddest boys there are, glory to God. But when Paul reached over, amen, to get a stick and that thing fastened to his arm, glory to God. Let's read on the four. On four. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom thou he hath escaped the sea. Yet did you suffer not to live? Oh, my God. They're saying, now, hold up. Wait a minute. Now, this man had to have done killed somebody. You know, ain't that something? Even, you know, when people see people go through this, hold up. I wonder what they did. What did they do? Glory to God. What did they do? I wonder. They going through this. They going through that. They going through this. They going through that. But you know what? He knows, amen, he gives his, amen, his strongest battles to the strongest soldier. Don't you know, glory to God? See, Paul was a strong soldier. He knew if he had that Holy Ghost on the inside of him, glory to God, wasn't nothing going to harm him. Hallelujah. He said, nothing by no means going to hurt you. It's not that the thing that hurts you. What it is we fail to pray and we fail, amen, glory to God, to call on the Holy Ghost power. Don't you know they've been teaching some good stuff about this Holy Ghost power, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You fail to call on the Holy Ghost power. Glory to God. My God, my God. That's why Paul had the Holy Ghost on the inside of him. Hallelujah. I don't know what that venomous thing that is in your life. It could be sickness. It could be lack of finances. It could be, hallelujah, you got heartbroken. Hallelujah. It could be children acting crazy, you know, and on drugs, and you're trying to help to get them delivered. It could be anything. I don't know what that venomous thing is in your life that grab hold of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you got the Holy Ghost power living on the inside of you, hallelujah, you can wake up and say, hold up, I ain't taking this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, give me the strength. And then you began to pray, glory to God, and speak in tongues and call on the name of the Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Do you think Paul just shook him off in the fire? I believe, hallelujah, that when that snake bit down on the inside of Paul's arm, hallelujah, he said, hold up. Wait a minute, I done grabbed hold to the wrong thing, good God Almighty, because I can feel that Holy Ghost power on the inside of this man. You know, hey, glory to God. So when Paul shook, it wasn't nothing. He just shook him on off. He just fell on off into the fire. He knew I had to get out of here, but amen, I don't really want to go to the fire, but he ain't have no choice. Hallelujah. Don't you know that's the way it works? Glory to God. You got to have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you that's working on the outside. Hallelujah. You have to learn how to call on it. If you've been missing some of the teachings, you can go back on demand and listen. Hallelujah. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. No harm came to him. They were looking for him to swell up. They said, wait a minute, hold up. Now, I understand barbarous people, they were unlearned. That's what it says. They were unlearned. They won't talk. So that means they didn't really know Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They said, wait a minute. Hold up now. He was on the boat. Come on now. He was on the boat, and he didn't die. Okay? He didn't die. The ship wrecked, but he didn't die. Okay? They thinking about it. They're talking it over. Okay? And said, now, amen, the snake done bit him. Glory to God. You know, that's how people portray people, too, also. They say, well, you know what? They went through this. They went through that. Why they keep going through all this, glory to God, and look at them. They're still standing, and they're still going on with the Lord, thy God. Look at them. They're still standing. They're still giving God praise. That's when your faith, hallelujah, glory to God, knows, hallelujah. If you got faith on the inside, then your faith got to come out, glory to God. Sooner or later, you say, Lord, I ain't giving up. I'm going to keep on walking. I don't care. You might be on your last lowest leg, glory to God. You might be on one peg leg. It don't matter. Hallelujah. You're going to keep on, glory to God. You ain't going to give up. Amen. What if you just have a little small, I got a headache tonight. I'm not coming to prayer, you know. I got a headache tonight. I just can't do it. My sinuses is draining, glory to God. I just can't preach today, you know. I need time off, glory to God, hallelujah. Don't you know, hallelujah, that's your viper that's trying to stop you from getting that word out to the people of God, glory to God. Don't you know that's your viper, glory to God, that's trying to hinder you and stop you from going on your way, glory to God. Don't you know that's your viper, glory to God, that's trying to pull you out of the strength, hallelujah, that you're going to need, hallelujah. Maybe not on that day, but you're going to need it on the next day, glory to God. When you get ready to go on your way, then you got something to pull back on, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, let's move on, glory to God. Let's move on to 6. How about they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Good God Almighty. He didn't swell up, hallelujah. His eyes didn't get big. All Paul did was shook him off and shook him in the fire. You got to learn how to shake some things off, huh? And let me just help you out a little bit. Not only just shaking things off, you have to shake some people off. Don't listen to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know y'all got your listening ears on, you know, as we say, hallelujah. Put your listening ears on. Turn them on right now. Glory to God. I know some of you know what I'm talking about. Turn them on right now. Listen. Glory to God. You have to stay from around negative people. Glory to God. And if they ain't talking the way you talk, then guess what? You don't need to hang around them. Yes, it's a real deal. This is live radio. Hallelujah. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I approve this message. But, you know, you have to stay from around negative people. And just because they're talking negative, you don't have to agree with them. You gotta understand. You don't agree with everything. If it's negative, then don't agree with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul didn't agree with what they were saying. He just shook it off and threw it all in the fire. You know, go ahead, burn, baby, burn. That's what he said. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So you don't have to be around them. Hallelujah. And so they were seeing that something was on the inside of Paul. They were seeing and said, my God, he must be a God. But they come out a little G God here, but hey, he served a big God, hallelujah, that no harm was going to come to him because he was doing the Father's will. Glory to God. He was going out and telling people about a man named Jesus, good God Almighty, who rose, hallelujah, on the third day from the dead, hallelujah. Don't you know, hallelujah, he had his back, but nothing going to happen to him. Don't you know when he sent you out, he said, I got your back. I remember, amen, a long time ago, amen, when I was doing something, I don't remember what it was, but he said, don't you know how he said, Martha, I got your back. He said, I got your back. And when he said he got your back by nothing, no means can hurt you. Hallelujah. Now, if you're going, let me help you out on the other hand, okay? Let me help you out on the left hand. I did it right. Let's do it on the left hand, okay? But if you're going out on your own and always saying, the Lord has told me this and the Lord has told me that and the Lord said and I know the Lord said, then let me help you. If he ain't saying that stuff, you're on your own, okay? Glory to God. So that's all I say is make sure you know what you're talking about because you spend time in prayer. Glory to God. You spend time talking to your leaders, making sure that you're on the right track, and you praying, they praying, and you know, then y'all can come together, and you'll know if this is what he's telling you to do or not. Glory to God. So don't just keep jumping out there in the fire. Glory to God. Paul didn't get in the fire. He shook the venomous off into the fire. Glory to God. Let's move on. And in the same quarters were possessions of the chief, man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteous. You know, God has godly people in place. He really do. He have other, there are other godly people. Just because they ain't speaking your language, glory to God. Just because they don't speak, they don't talk about the way you have learned, what you have learned. They don't talk about what you have, you know, what you have learned, glory to God, to them. And you know, you're coming in a different way to them. Amen, glory to God. Because some go Baptist, some go Methodist, some go, you know, just different denominations. And you may know more than they do, but that's just because you know more than they do. That don't make, amen, glory to God, you better than they are. You know, you can help them alone. That's where we are in a process of helping people. We got to learn how to help people. And not tear them down. Yeah, they may not know what you learned, but you can help them say, you know what? Amen. You know, let me just share this with you. Share them some scriptures. Show them so you can help them out. Glory to God. If we become helpers one to another, not tear downers of one to another, and not wanting people to just cater to us one to another, then, you know, it would be a better place. Glory to God. He said love covers the multitude of sin. But you know what? If you can love, then that way you can. If you got really, and let me just back it up just a little bit. Hold up. Let's take it a little slow here. If you got true and genuine love, you ain't gonna mind helping your brother and your sister. If you got true, genuine love, you ain't gonna mind telling them, amen. Well, look, let me tell you, this you can go over here and do this, or you can do this, and this is what I did, and this is what they did for me. You know, that's the kind of love. You know, that you when you know you got genuine love right there. But if you can't help your brothers and sisters, glory to God, you ain't got no love. It just lost. Let's move on. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hand on him and healed him. Now, don't you see what that Holy Ghost power do? That Holy Ghost power, you can lay hand on the sick and you can heal them and raise them up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, he's talking about that bloody flux. Hallelujah. I mean, there he had a fever and there was blood passing through him. Glory to God. And you see, with Paul having the Holy Ghost on the inside of him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He laid his hand on him and he healed him. Glory to God. See, right here, glory to God. He had someone already in place. Hallelujah. And Paul and them stayed with him for 3 days because he told them, come on and stay with us. You know, now that's the way it should be. If someone needs something, then you need to help them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't leave them hanging. Some folks you may not be able to help, but understand there are some who really want your help. If it ain't nothing but a word from the Lord thy God, because when Paul went in and lodged with them, that means he stayed there for 3 days. His father was sick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know he opened up his house. He fed him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Gave him what he needed. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. And Paul laid his hands on him and he healed him. Without the Holy Ghost power, you can't heal. Without the Holy Ghost power, you can't deliver. Without the Holy Ghost power, you can't set free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let me tell you, that Holy Ghost power is so important. because it can do a lot of things we know, hallelujah, that you can't do. Glory to God, hallelujah. It can give you the design of the spirit realm. It's going to tell you where to go, what to do, what not to do. Glory to God, hallelujah. So you can't be a scared of the Holy Ghost, good God Almighty, that's living on the inside of you. My God, my God. Now you see, all Paul did was go in. He said he laid his hands on him and he healed him. Now, don't you want that kind of power? The Holy Ghost power will give you that dunamis power where you have that staying power. You will stay in this word. Glory to God. You will stay, hallelujah, glory to God, on the right path, hallelujah. And if you stray off, that Holy Ghost power is going to let you know you're going the wrong way. You're doing the wrong thing, glory to God. And it's going to put you back on straight street. Hallelujah. Let's move on. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. So you see right here, that's the way it works. When people really see God working in you, then they'll come. They'll come. Hallelujah. All may not come, but they'll come. You see, look right here. These were barbarous people now. But when they saw what Paul had did, they came on. I'm going to get my healing. I'm not going to stop, hallelujah, just because I know a prophet is Martha. I know her just as Martha. I'm going to go get my healing, glory to God. I'm not going to go over there, hallelujah, because I know them folks, hallelujah. But if they got the Holy Ghost in them and they living right, if you need healing, you better go and lay down and get it, glory to God, hallelujah, and stop playing, hallelujah, my God, my God. This ain't no time to play. Hallelujah. We're in a promiscuous time right now. As you can see, diseases are rising up in people, and hallelujah, glory to God. And God needs his people in place so they can go and lay hands on the sick. He have people for me to touch. He have someone for you to touch, glory to God. But you got to be living right. You got to have that Holy Ghost power. Stop wanting everything you see in a store, but everything you see in the word of God, that's what you want. Hallelujah. Want more of him than you want more of what's in the store. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to get your priorities straight and intact. Hallelujah. Let's move on to number 10. Who also honored us with many honors, and when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. You see right there, he said such thing as was necessary. You see that? Hallelujah. He said they gave them everything that was necessary for their travel. They helped them out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you see what this will get you? Glory to God. You know, he don't mind you having stuff. You can have whatever, all the stuff you want. You can have all the tea in China. Glory to God. You can just bag it up, put it in a bag. Hey, glory to God. He don't care. Hallelujah. But just don't let that stuff have you. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we want more, amen, of natural stuff than we want of Jesus. Glory to God. But, you know, we're going to need more Jesus than we do natural stuff, because all this stuff going to burn up. I was talking to someone, amen, about that. You know, to my, yeah, they're talking about the natural stuff. They say, yeah, my cars and all that stuff and all my money and all that. To my, they're going to bring it and put it in the cemetery with me. Yeah, and there's going to be some grave robbers, hallelujah, out there. As soon as they see you, them drop you, amen, glory to God, or whatever, they're going to come right on there, dig you up, and get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's just the way it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And after 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the Isles, whose sign was Castro and Pollux. And landing at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days. You see, Paul was going all the way around the world, but you know what? Hey, man, that's what they had to do. They were making stops, and they were going. Do you think Paul was just, he was just going and not saying nothing about Jesus? No. Paul was praying, hallelujah. He was still building himself up. Hallelujah, on his most holy faith, by praying in the Holy Ghost, amen. He know he had the Holy Ghost living on the inside of him, and he was praying up, still praying, 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 and that's what we got to do, continue, hallelujah. And then as he went on his way, Hallelujah. He was preaching and teaching the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't you know, I didn't even read here where they stopped him. Hallelujah. Because the man that was assigned to Paul, he allowed Paul to do a lot. Glory to God. Don't you know your leaders that are assigned to you, glory to God, that those that God have in place for you, amen, glory to God, to learn under them. Don't you know, amen, they're going to let you do what God said. Hallelujah. They're just going to help you do it in a more perfect way so you can honor God and give God. God will give God glory for what you're doing in his name. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody trying to stop you. If they're a good leader, they ain't going to try to stop you. They're going to add to it. Hallelujah. I'm glad I don't have leaders like that. I don't have people like that. Hallelujah, around me. I have people to do nothing but, amen, encourage me. Yeah, this is what the Lord's saying. You need to do it. And glory to God, they said, pray about it. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. It ain't just me going all willy-nilly out there just doing that. Well, you know, I'm going to go over here and have me a couple conferences over here, and I'm going to go over here and have a couple conferences over there. If God ain't said it, then I ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So understand that that's what they do. They're there to help you. And, you know, Paul was there, and he was reading. Paul was praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As he was traveling, and he was making stops along the way. Let's read on now just a little bit. And from thence we fetched a compass and came to Regimen. And after the day, the south wind blew, and we came to the next day to Puteoli. Charge it to my head. God's still working on my heart. Glory to God. Where we found brethren and were desired to tarry with them 7 days. And so we went towards Rome. You see, they were still going. Paul and them were still going. Amen. Glory to God all through here. And Paul was preaching and teaching the word of God. And then even so, hallelujah, when Paul got to a certain place, hallelujah, glory to God, he was still preaching and teaching the word of God. Hallelujah. He didn't stop there. He kept right on going. He kept right on ministering. He kept right on doing because he got that Holy Ghost power on the inside of him. When you got that Holy Ghost power on the inside of you, glory to God, it's just something that makes you want to wake up and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I decree and I declare on this day that you've made, Lord God, where you want to send me or where do you want me to go, Lord God, who you want me to lay hands on today, Lord God, who you want me to give a healing to today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, do you want me to just go by and tell Sister Sarah, say, well, Sister Sarah, let me help you out a little bit. You know, God loves you, baby, so you need to come on out and stop doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. This ain't no time to be playing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said you got to come out from among that sin. Just because JoJo paid your light bill last month. Glory to God. But I could give you even better than that. I can give you everlasting life. Do you ever think and ask the Holy Ghost to raise up on the inside of you? Because the Holy Ghost is your strength. And it will lead you and it will guide you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To those who are lost. Hallelujah. You always want to pray for those that's in the church. They go in the church every Sunday. They sitting on the front pew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they ain't getting nothing. Some of them just coming out the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, they're getting what they need. It's up to them if they don't receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because they already, hallelujah, gonna be held accountable for the word that they're hearing. Hallelujah. And they're not bound down to it. Glory to God. That's on them. But you see, Paul went throughout. He preached the gospel all the way throughout. Glory to God. He did not tarry in one land. He went from place to place spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that mattered. Hallelujah. Don't you know, hallelujah, Paul was persecuted, put in chains. He was bound, glory to God, but they did not bind his soul. They did not bind his spirit. They did not bind the Holy Ghost power that was on the inside of him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he can still tell people about the word of God. He can still preach to people, hallelujah, about salvation. He can still tell people how they can get saved. He could still tell people, glory to God, hallelujah, about a man named Jesus. Although they had him bound, hallelujah, they didn't bind his mouth. They didn't bind that Holy Ghost power on the inside. When you got that Holy Ghost power living on the inside of you, ain't nothing going to stop you from preaching the word of God. Ain't nothing going to stop you from telling people about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't nothing going to stop you. Glory to God. but wanting to go. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, you know what, Lord? Lord, I want you to make me whole so I can go and lay hands on these people in the hospital and get up out of these hospital beds. Glory to God. Because all some of them do is just give them more medicine, and more medicine. Glory to God. They practice it. But God, you ain't a practice God. You're a miracle-working God. Good God Almighty. And I know you can raise them up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Although Paul went through shipwreck, but they didn't destroy him. Vipers gripping to his arm. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost power living on the inside of him. When the snake bit into him, good God Almighty, he didn't know what it was. Hallelujah. I mean, it tastes so sweet to him. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. And Paul didn't stop. He kept on going. Hallelujah. They took him from this place, that place, on the ship. Hallelujah. My God. And everywhere he went, he had the favor of God on him. Did you see it? Hallelujah. Because he tarried here 3 days. And what those men don't really know, hallelujah, if it had not been for Paul with who he knew, hallelujah, who he knew and who he had on the inside of him, hallelujah, that ship might have been lost. Hallelujah. And everything on that ship might have been lost. But for the sake of Paul and the Holy Ghost on the inside of him, glory to God, he spared all of them life. Not one of them was dead. Didn't one of them get killed. They all went to shore. Hallelujah. Safe and sound. Good God Almighty. That's the type of God that we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you got to want the Holy Ghost. Now, they're going to come back, and I don't know what they're going to preach about on Tuesday, hallelujah, but whatever it is, I know it's going to be good to the last drop. So I'm encouraging you to make sure you tune in and listen, because without him, we can't do nothing. Without the Holy Ghost, we ain't got no strength, hallelujah, because that's where your strength comes from. Comes from the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, it's so awesome that we serve such an awesome God, not for just what he do, but just for who he is, hallelujah. He takes you through day by day, hallelujah. As you can see how Paul went day by day in different places and he was still living, and I didn't read it all, glory to God, but he got to a place, amen, glory to God, and they set up, he gave him his own house, hallelujah. Now tell me that ain't God. He gave him his own house. And there were people that were coming to hear what Paul had to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me help you out here. Amen. Glory to God. It don't matter. Amen. What a word coming from. If you know that person, hallelujah, and you know they preaching, amen, the right word, and they all righteous, then you better listen to that word that's coming forth. Don't turn up your nose, glory to God, because God used different people to do different things. He used different people to say different stuff. Glory to God. But it's got to line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. Line on line, precept on precept from the Bible. True. But it don't matter who it's coming from. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, sometimes they just say, oh, that's Sister Martha. That's just Martha. Yeah, okay. Glory to God. But you got to hear the word of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord on today. It don't matter where it's coming from. As long as that word is pure. That word is from the word of God. And you know that person is living it and doing it. Hallelujah. Then that's what you better go. You better go where they preaching the true word of God, because you're going to need it. Amen. Hallelujah. You know we serve such an awesome God. Hallelujah. Don't let it get you down. Keep it moving. Hallelujah. We serve a God that's on time. Hallelujah. He never, amen, he ain't never lost a case that I know of. My God, my God. He's an on-time God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God is good. My God is able. My God is awesome. Amen. And he is worthy to be praised. You need to shout it from the rooftop. Don't let nobody stop you from speaking and saying what God is saying. Hallelujah. In these last days, because somebody going to need what you got. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. You know, it ain't always money that they need. Hallelujah. It'll be the word of God to help get them on straight street that they need. Hallelujah. So don't even worry about it. You know, Paul was persecuted. Look how he was persecuted. Hallelujah. Just because he was speaking the truth and speaking, amen, the word of God. And they just want to bind him up, hallelujah, and say, okay, hold up. They even in one scripture, I remember, they hit him upside the head, and he said, yeah, you hit me, now God going to get you, hallelujah. So be careful, hallelujah. So don't do it to, when the Bible said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, that's exactly what he means. Huh? Don't touch his anointed people, hallelujah, glory to God. And if there are someone who wants to talk about him, I advise you, hallelujah, to walk away from him and don't hear it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't like to leave the show, hallelujah, without giving you the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I keep hearing him say the ear infection. If you have an ear infection, we pray for that. I do believe we did. Hallelujah. But if you have an ear infection, if you are on this line, press the one. And if not, then amen. We've already covered it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I keep hearing this ear infection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Glory to God. We're going to keep it moving. Hallelujah. You know, God is awesome and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father, and I'm going to pray just a minute then. I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation. Hallelujah. I feel the need to pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to calm every storm, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, the contrary winds that are blowing over the households, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to calm the winds, Lord God. We speak to those wind and waves and say, peace, be still, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hey! Glory to God, hallelujah. Peace be still, hallelujah. Oh, my God, there's some winds and some contrary winds that's been blowing for a while. Things just ain't been going right, and every time you turn around, things just don't go right. Glory to God, hallelujah. This is tearing up, this is due, hallelujah, glory to God. And you feel a little overwhelming, but glory to God, don't you know how he just calmed those storms, hallelujah, glory to God. He spoke to the wind and the waves, hallelujah, and said, peace be still. He said, enough. Ha. Oh, glory to God, my God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, there goes the peace of God, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation to Christ, hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sins, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart, God. Lord God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, Lord. Make me whole, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Get in a Bible-believing church. And if you don't understand what I'm saying or don't know how, hit me up on Facebook. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hit me up on Facebook. Hallelujah. And if you said you saw him saying, well, I don't have Facebook pages, glory to God. Well, most people got computers and different stuff. You can hit, come to this line, amen, and I will bring you in. You don't have to give your name. Hallelujah. You don't just tell me where you're calling from, and I can pray for you and help you, because we want you to get closer to Jesus, amen, and draw closer to him, glory to God, so you will know what he's expecting of you and his will for your life, glory to God. Not your own will, but his will for your life. So I encourage you to do so. And don't forget to go back and listen to the shows. If you don't have a computer, you know, glory to God, you can also, y'all have phones and now just like computers. You can hear, you can click on www.blogtalk and you can put in my name, Prophetic Corner, or you can put in, amen, One Word from the Lord, Wow Radio. You can put in Faith Come By Hearing, and you put in Voice of Truth, and they'll come up and you can hear the word, hallelujah, that was preached and taught, glory to God. So I encourage you to do that. And if you want to know how you can become a part of the team, I encourage you again to go come back and go on our Facebook and hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and you can click on the inbox, and they will help you. Men, women, boy, girl, everybody. Men, we ain't leaving you out. It's not just women. Men, we're not leaving you out. It don't matter how old you are. It don't all none of that matter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and hit them up. Hallelujah. And if I know you say, well, what are the older people can't, you know, can't go online and do that. Glory to God. Well, I understand that too. Glory to God. But you have some, maybe you have some grandchildren or some children. Let me help you out. That can help you out. Glory to God. To get established online. Hallelujah. My God. My God. So we're going to go ahead on, amen, and I'm going to get a benediction, and I want the next voice you'll be hearing, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, and I want you to go over and show her some love, hallelujah, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever, amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday.